Welcome to What's New in National Defense Magazine, a podcast on military, homeland security, and technology trends. Available on Apple News. In this episode, National Defense discusses loitering munitions, new U.S. rocket engines, and the Navy's construction of nuclear submarines. This month's episode is brought to you by BAE Systems. First, loitering munitions have come into their own in recent conflicts, especially in Ukraine, where they have been deployed against Russian invaders. Loitering munitions technology can fly in patterns, serving as a reconnaissance platform until they spot a potential target. If an operator decides to attack, the drone can nosedive toward the target, striking it while detonating a warhead. The advantages are obvious, an industry expert said. A missile is thrown away the moment it is fired. Perhaps it hits its target, and perhaps there is collateral damage that could result in unnecessary deaths. An operator using a loitering munition can be more selective and even abort a strike if he sees civilians at the last second. In Ukraine, the technology is proving its worth every day, one company chairman said. Anti-tank missiles, such as the Javelin, have received about as much publicity as loitering munitions have. But the missiles require a soldier to approach within the line of sight, perhaps 3 to 5 kilometers away. A loitering munition is a good choice of weapons when a user knows there is a target out there he wants to strike, but doesn't know the precise location, such as when he is receiving mortar or indirect fires. A more typical scenario is that intelligence knows there is a convoy somewhere on the road that extends 50 to 100 kilometers. The loitering munition can find it at a safe standoff distance. As loitering munitions proliferate, there is much for military strategists to ponder. There is a disconnect between the major military programs the U.S. Armed Forces have been fielding over the last decade and drone warfare, one expert said. Next, United Launch Alliance and SpaceX are gearing up for the first batch of national security launches under the new National Security Space Launch Program. More than 30 launches will be carried out between ULA's Vulcan Centaur and SpaceX's Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy rockets from fiscal year 2022 through 2027. The upcoming launches will allow the United States to phase out the Russian-made RD-180, the first stage engine used to power UAL's Atlas V rocket. The Atlas V was the preferred vehicle for the Defense Department for nearly 2 decades, along with ULA's Delta IV family of rockets. Russia's 2014 invasion of Ukraine and annexation of Crimea sparked calls from U.S. lawmakers to cut off the reliance on Russian-made rocket engines by making a new engine for the Atlas V in the United States. While phasing out its remaining Atlas V rockets and RD-180s already purchased, ULA will be using its new Vulcan Centaur heavy lift launch vehicle for its upcoming assignments. The Vulcan has the same single core structure of the Atlas V, with the ability to add up to 6 solid rocket boosters, but it is built much larger so that it has more lift capacity than a Delta IV, the company's CEO said. The Vulcan's first stage liftoff will be powered by a pair of Blue Origin-built BE-4 engines. As the rocket booster's main engine, it uses liquid methane for fuel, a major departure from the kerosene-powered RD-180. The rocket's maiden flight is currently on track to launch by the end of this year, the CEO said. In May, Space Systems Command assigned ULA and the Vulcan its first 5 national security missions as part of National Security Space Launch Phase 2. While no specific timeline for the launches was announced, they are expected to occur over the next 2 years, according to Space Systems Command. SpaceX received 3 missions from Space Systems Command as its first part of the contract. The company plans to use its Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy rockets, both of which are powered by the company's own Merlin family of engines, during the first stage of launch.
One of the reasons the Falcon family stands out is the ability for SpaceX to recover the first stage of the rocket, including the Merlin engines, for reuse, according to one expert. RD-180 engines are not able to be used in a second launch. Both the Space Force and industry are already looking toward the next phase of medium and heavy launch contracts, but overall, the decision to cease use of the RD-180 and have more varied launch vehicles has created a more robust rocket industrial base, one expert said. Last, the design and construction of the next ballistic missile submarine is addressing a host of unprecedented challenges for the Navy, according to service officials and experts. The estimated $15.2 billion price tag for the first boat, a lack of skilled labor, supply chain concerns, and a tight timetable are key hurdles. Still, the work has begun for the Columbia-class submarine, said Navy officials. The service considers replenishment of the nation's undersea leg of the nuclear triad as its highest priority. The first of 12 Columbia-class vessels is scheduled to be delivered in 2027 and ready for patrol by 2031. Any glitch in the schedule could have rippling effects across the service's entire shipbuilding operations, senior Navy leaders have said. Both the Navy and General Dynamics Electric Boat, the contractor building the Columbia-class, say the project is progressing according to plan. The contractor is about 20% into construction on the lead boat and has also started advanced construction and procurement for the second in the class, one Navy leader said. The Columbia-class vessels will carry 16 missiles each, representing roughly 70% of the nation's nuclear deterrent. Their construction will render them the quietest subs ever built. Each will be 560 feet long and displace 20,810 tons, making them the largest submarines to come out of the U.S. shipyard. Their nuclear reactors will not require refueling during the entire planned service life. Both the Navy and Electric Boat leaders believe they have a workable plan because they are relying upon proven techniques during the construction process, rather than attempting any wheel reinvention. At present, the Columbia program appears to be adhering to its tight production schedule and cost projections, an industry expert said. Check out our website and read more stories in the most recent issue of National Defense at www.nationaldefensemagazine.org and look for copies at Barnes & Noble's and Books A Million stores across the United States. Think fast. Fast research. Fast development. Fast solutions. BAE Systems Fast Labs Research and Development Team is leading the pace of innovation to bring advanced technology to life. When our customers need new innovation in autonomy, cyber lasers, or electronic warfare, they know who to call. We rapidly deploy the world's most advanced technology to meet our customers' needs. You may be wondering what's next. We're already there. We secure the future through fearless innovation. Learn more at baesystems.com/fastlabs.